Thanks for joining us again today for the Word for Life radio ministry as we focus our attention on Memorial Day. We were talking about remembering to remember the last time we met together, and we were focusing our attention on remembering to remember our God. We talked about seeking godly counsel from the older generation. And then we talked about every family determining to remember the great things that our God has done. You know, our homes need some visual reminders to remember God. Numbers chapter 15 and verse 37, the Lord was speaking to Moses, and he said, "Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribband of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God." So, God says we need to be looking, remembering, and doing all of the things that God has taught us. In other words, he's saying the fringes on the bottom of their robes would remind them of all the commandments of the Lord and everything that the Lord had done for them. So there are four key words there: look, remember, do, and be. Look, remember, do, and be. And so in your home, there should be things that will cause your children to look to God and recognize His greatness. It might be books and magazines and DVDs or pictures or music or whatever. Things around your house that will enable your children and your teenagers to be able to remember the great things of God, who He is and what He's done, and get rid of the things that take away the memory of God and cloud the memory of godly things. So the word was look. Secondly was the word remember, and that's where family devotion times. That's where the casual conversations come in, where you are just talking about the wonderful things of God and reminiscing on how God has answered prayer. So look, remember, and then we had the word do. It says, look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them. So there's putting the precept into practice, enabling your children and your teenagers to understand how to take what God teaches and put it into practical practice. And then it says, that you may be holy unto your God. See, it's not all the things that we do that make us right with God. It's what we are. It's what we are. And then he said, you know what? You won't seek after your own heart and your own eyes. Did you pick up on that? That's Numbers chapter 15 and verse 39. That you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes. You see, so many times, that's what happens in our homes. We find ourselves seeking after our own heart and our own eyes because our hearts and our eyes haven't been focused on the things of God. And then our church has been given a visual reminder to remember. And we see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. It's called communion time. Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me." So when we're thinking of Memorial Day, yes, it's a time to remember our fallen heroes. It's a time to remember our God, not only in our homes, but also in our churches. The Lord Jesus Christ's Memorial Day, every time you get together and celebrate communion. That's interesting. He never commanded us to remember His birth at Christmas, but He certainly did His death. It's a command for all believers. In our church, we celebrate it on the first Sunday of every month. And I trust that your family is a part of a regular communion service where your family has a reminder to remember Jesus and who He is and what He's done for you. You know, the Bible then says this fruit of this remembrance will be seen in the generation to come. In the generation to come. In Psalm chapter 78, the Bible says that the things that we are to remember need to be taught to the next generation. He says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open up my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard, and known, and our fathers have told us, they've recounted these things about God to us, we will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and the wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. And that word known means by experience. In other words, that the children in our homes would be able to see by experience the things of God. Verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. In other words, you see a continual teaching ministry in our homes, in our children's homes, in our grandchildren's homes. Notice verse 7 of Psalm 78, that they may set their hope in God. The word hope there means confidence. And that's exactly what we want our children to do, to set their confidence in God. And then it goes on to say, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation. So God is simply saying that the fruit of remembering God and his wonderful works will be seen in the generation to come. In the first 7 verses, we see that teaching your children about the Lord refuses to accept the current philosophy of our culture. That is, well, I'm not going to force religion on my children. I'm going to let them make up their own mind when they get older. That's the current philosophy of our culture. And so in their impressionable years, you let worldly culture teach them godless lies and materialistic philosophies, and then you wonder why they reject the wisdom of God and the church of the living God. It's because we have not been teaching them the things of God. See, God holds parents responsible. If you focus on making them godly, not just good. And so many times I'm talking to parents and they're telling me how good their kids are. My question is, are they godly? See, it's not good enough to be just good. We need to be godly. In fact, Spurgeon said, the best education is education in the best things. The best education is education in the best things. When I was pastoring in the South, we always had a Christian school connected with our ministry. And the philosophy and the theme, the motto for our school was, the heart of education is the education of the heart. The heart of education is the education of the heart. You see, these 7 verses tell us that there should never be a generation gap. The gap is bridged by the continual teaching of the Word of God. And as they set their hope in God, they're not going to forget his commandments, and they will do his will. They'll discover truth for its very sake is worth living for and dying for. And that's exactly what the Lord wants us to be doing, to be teaching the next generation. You see, worth dying for. All of us are going to die from something, but it's a whole lot better to die for something. And that's what we need to be teaching our children. Now, notice it says in verse 3, we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We have heard. Now, in that expression, it means we have heard with interest. With interest. Psalm 71, verses 17 and 18. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. See, the older we get, God still gives us a ministry to be sharing with the younger generation the wonderful praises of God. In fact, Psalm 78 and verse 4 says, showing this generation that is to come the praises, his strength, his wonderful works. See, we need to be letting our children and grandchildren hear what God has done and is doing in our lives. Then we need to be sending them on teen mission trips and taking them on family mission trips and letting them see what God is doing and will do through them. And then reading Christian biographies to them and getting them excited about what God is doing around the world. Many times bringing missionaries into your home when they come to visit your church. And in verse 5 of Psalm 78, it says, the fathers are to make them known to their children. Verse 6, that the future generations will love and trust God too, and that they will firmly fix their confidence in God. You know, the results of not remembering to remember is no teaching. Verses 8 through 11 of Psalm 78 talk about a nation where there was no teaching, and it said they were without character. Without character. It said that they were stubborn in verse 8. That means not yielding to treatment or obstinately resistant to authority and difficult to mold. And yes, the next word was rebellious. It means bitter and provocative. They refused to set their heart toward God. The Bible says their spirit was not steadfast. In other words, they weren't faithful in believing God. And so the northern tribes of Israel, the tribes of Ephraim, had great equipment, the Bible says, but poor character. And so when the pressure was on to fight the battles for God, they had no character. They turned around and ran away. And so you see, the weekend of Memorial Day, it's a time to remember God. So we want to remember to remember. What? Well, first of all, our national heroes who have died to keep us free. And then, when you have communion service in your church, remember to remember the one who died to make us free from sin and death. And what a wonderful memory time that can be. But then, in Memorial Day celebrations, we need to remember our God with four key words. Do you remember them? Look, remember, do, and be. So God wants us to be looking to Him. Looking to Him. And that's exactly what God wants our children to be doing. Looking to God and remembering who He is, what He's done. It could be that God would want your family to start a journal of gratefulness. That every day you can sit down, sometime during the day, and as a family, just jot down in your journal the things that they're grateful for. To remember who God is, what He's done, answers to prayer, and to remember His greatness. And then it says, to do these things that God has told us to do. Why? Because we are to be holy unto Him. You know, when we do this, we'll be setting the stage for the generations to come, to set their hope in God and never forget our God. And how true that is, that our lives need to be so dedicated to Him that whether it's at home or whether it's at church, our children and our grandchildren set their hope in God and never forget God, because they watch us as parents and grandparents worship and serve and love and live a life that's consistent with remembering of who God is. I trust that Memorial Day will be an awesome day, but it will be a day that is continued way beyond Memorial Day weekend. It'll be a time to remember our fallen heroes, our God, and the wonderful things that God wants to do in our lives, through our lives, so that the generations to come will remember to remember. So until the next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.